when my good friend Pastor Steve called me and asked me if I would fill in for him, I said, sure, I'd be happy to, Pastor Steve. We've been friends forever. And he said, well, you know, he said, I think our folks like your short sermons. I said, well, here's the deal, Steve. I said, for those of you that have been called to preach, which I have not, you guys, the Holy Spirit gives you several points to give to your audience. But I said, you know, I'm just a lay speaker, and so I struggle for the Holy Spirit to give me just one point. And so I guess I share that little story with you because I want to warn you, today is a one-pointer. Okay, so... In John 18, 37 through 40, here are God's words. You're a king then, said Pilate. Jesus answered, you say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. What is truth? Retorted Pilate. With this, he went out again to the Jews gathered there and said, I find no basis for a charge against him. But it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover. Do you want me to release the king of the Jews? They shouted back, no, not him. Give us Barabbas. Now Barabbas had taken part in an uprising. Father, we just ask that you be with us as we try to share your word with the congregation here. We ask that maybe in the words of the song, to see you more clearly, to follow you more nearly, to love you more dearly, that this will help us a little bit in trying to do just that. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who died upon the cross to save us from our sins. In Jesus' holy name we pray and thank you. Amen. In the days in which Jesus lived, the world was much like our world today. It was filled with revolutionaries, with radicals who believe that the way to bring about change is through violence, through murder, through killing innocent people. And there arose on the streets of Jerusalem a revolutionary named Barabbas. He hated the Roman government which ruled over Israel. His solution? Burn their homes. Kill them, create fear in their communities. Finally, they arrested Barabbas and charged him with insurrection, with murder, with anarchy, and they locked him up. In the same streets of Jerusalem was another revolutionary who had come to change the system. His name was Jesus. He had no guns, he had no tanks, he had no ammunition, he had no bands of guerrillas, he had no military program. The difference between Christ and Barabbas was that Barabbas came to change the system, but Christ came to change the man in the system. If you change the man first, the system will take care of itself. So Jesus started to change the system. Thousands came to hear what he had to say, and they responded to him. Before long, he was putting homes back together, lives back together. Dead people came alive. Deaf people heard. The blind could now see, and the sick were healed. No guns, no tanks, no armies. He just stood up in the name of his Father and taught people that they could become new creatures in God. And he shook the whole Roman Empire. And not just the Romans were shook up. Now the religious establishment began to shake. People were listening to Christ and his message of love and forgiveness. And this message posed a threat to the two great religious groups of the day, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They were always fighting to see who could gain the greatest power in the temple. But now, they had a common enemy in Jesus because his radical message of love and forgiveness was a threat to their power. So they got together and they conspired to have him locked up because he was dangerous to their position and their authority. So now there are two revolutionaries in jail, Barabbas and Jesus. Today, as governor of Judea, I, Pilate, recognizing this day of Passover commemorating your escape from Egypt and your slavery there, will release to you one prisoner. Now over here, I have Barabbas. He's an insurrectionist. He's a murderer. He's a liar. He's been killing innocent people in his misguided attempt to change our world. Do you want me to release him to you? Shall I let him go? And over here, I have Jesus of Nazareth, who claims to be the Son of God. I've examined him, and I can't find anything wrong with him. He's done nothing to deserve death. I desire to release him. What then shall I do with this Jesus of Nazareth? And the scriptures tell us that the crowd cried out in one voice, "Give us Barabbas. Give us Barabbas." Again, Pilate asked the question, "What then shall I do with this Jesus?" And they answered, "Crucify him. Crucify him." And Pilate, hounded by the Jewish leaders, knowing Jesus was innocent, afraid to stand up for the truth, trying to find a way out, decides to wash his hands of this whole ugly mess. The world has chosen, and the world has chosen Barabbas. The world asks nothing from us. Just go along, live out our lives, accept the world's way. But Jesus, he asks everything from us. He wants to rule our lives. He asks for our commitment, for our loyalty, for our love. But the people said, "We will not have him rule over us. For we are all Pilates. How often do we fail to stand up for Christ at the very moment when he needs defending? How often has our courage failed us because we're afraid of what the world might say? But in the depths of our being, we must ultimately answer the question, what then shall I do with this Jesus Christ of Nazareth? I am Pilate, but I am also Barabbas, for I am a sinner, a criminal who has broken God's law, guilty as charged, deserving death for my rebellion against my Creator and the true one and only God of the universe. It's true, I haven't done every terrible thing that Barabbas has done, but still my hands are not clean. I have lied. I have gossiped. I have falsely accused. I have cheated. I have made excuses. I have cut corners. I have lost my temper. I have mistreated others. And the scriptures say, I am not alone, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. As I stand and I watch my Savior led away, his hands tied behind his back, the sadness on his face, knowing the innocent will die a terrible death on a cruel cross while I go free, I am Barabbas. The words wash over me, cleansing me with the shedding of his blood. What thou, my Lord, hast suffered was all for sinners' gain. Mine was the transgression, but yours the deadly pain. Lo, here I fall, my Savior. 'Tis I deserve thy place. Look on me with thy favor and grant to me thy grace. America, what is your choice today? Barabbas or Jesus? What then shall we do with this Jesus of Nazareth?